This is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil. There's been a power-sharing agreement reached between Sudan's ruling military council and the country's pro-democracy movement. The plan is to form a joint sign and council that will rule the country for 3 years or a little more. The sides agreed to 5 seats for the military, 5 for the civilians, with an additional seat going to a civilian with military background. The emerging deal could break weeks of political impasse since the military ousted autocratic President Omar al-Bashir in April. More than 250 people have been killed since an uprising erupted against al-Bashir in December. According to protest organizers, the military overthrew the longtime rule in April, but protesters remained in the streets fearing the generals intended to cling to power or preserve some form of authoritarian rule. Police in the British territory of Gibraltar have seized an Iranian oil tanker suspected of carrying crude oil to Syria, violating European Union sanctions. This is the first time an EU nation has taken such a bold move to keep sanctions intact. Gibraltar authorities, aided by British Royal Marines, intercepted the Grace 1 early Thursday in Mediterranean waters, claimed by both Britain and Spain. 4 kilometers off of Gibraltar, they impounded that tanker. The EU and United States have sanctions against Syria. President Trump imposed sanctions on Iranian oil exports last year when he pulled the U.S. out of the 2015 nuclear deal. Meantime, AP correspondent John Gambrill reports that European negotiators are trying to construct a workaround to salvage the Iran nuclear deal.
Europe is trying to save the deal. It's come up with a plan called Instex, which it says will allow Iran to trade goods to Europe in exchange for other goods from Europe. And it stops individual companies in Europe from being paid directly by Iran.